When Larry Klotz was 20 years old, he broke his neck in a car accident and it left him a quadriplegic. Larry spoke with his daughter, Lindsay, about the mean nurse who cared for him in today's StoryCorps Northwest recorded over the computer.
In one word, Dad, how would you describe your life?
Oh, my life has just been challenging. What I was told is that someone in my condition may live a maximum of 15 years, but not to count on it. I didn't live life like I only had a maximum of 15 years left. First, I set out to prove that I was more than just a guy in a wheelchair. After I realized that everyone that I knew didn't treat me any differently. A nurse would come in and the nurse would go over and always get ice cream cones or whatever. And she'd say, "What do you want, Larry?" And I said, "Get me a pack of cigarettes." And she'd say, "You know, you're not allowed to smoke." And I'd say, "Okay, then nothing." And one day she brought me a pack of cigarettes. And so that evening I was laying in bed and I thought, "Oh, I can have a cigarette." So I put my buzzer on to have someone come and light it. I heard this, "What do you want?" A little short, tiny woman was there at the foot of my bed. It was rude. And I said, "I want you to light my cigarette." "I don't play with matches. I don't play with fire. I worked in a burn unit." "No." And she walked away. I put the light on two more times. Same thing. I pulled the light out of the wall and it rang like a fire alarm in the hospital. And the nurses came running in and they said, "Why won't you light a cigarette?" And she said, "Well, I worked in a burn unit, da, 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 da." And they said, "Well, we'll light your cigarette. That's not a problem." And I said to her, "I hate you. I hate you. I never want to see you again."
That worked out well for you.
Oh, that worked out really well. That weekend, that same lady came into my room and said, "Hi, how are you?" And I said, "Get out of my room. Get out of my room." It turned out that she stopped up on the day my folks came for Thanksgiving. And she said, "Where are you taking him?" And they said, "Home." And my mom, not wanting anybody to be upset, said, "Well, do you want to come?" And she said, "Well, I don't have Thanksgiving. I'm from Canada." And I sat there saying, "No, no." And she said, "Yeah, I want to come back." She also came back at Christmas. And on New Year's Eve, she said, "We might as well get married. We're going to get married anyway." And I said, "Okay, in a year, that's fine." And when we got back to the rehab, she said, "I changed my mind. We're getting married in 6 weeks."
My mom.
That's your mom. If it hadn't been for her, I would have never made it this far.
That is father and daughter Larry and Lindsay Klotz in today's StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Innovia Foundation. Hear the story and others at nwpb.org.